Blog Talk Radio.
Think. Think big. ThinkBigRadio.com for all your realty, financial, business, and entertainment networking needs. Good morning. Good afternoon. How are you doing? This is Mary the Encourager, and I'm here today with your Sunday Inspirational Insights. Hello, ThinkBigRadio.com listeners. Mary the Encourager is here today, and we're going to continue and complete a series that we started a few months ago. Have you ever wondered why things move slowly for you? Does it seem that everyone else is moving ahead and you're moving backwards? Well, these inspirational insights have been designed to help you clear up that thought process. And they are filled with powerful action steps to enable you to not only think outside the box, but link yourself to success. As we begin today, I just want to bring you up to date on where we are. And let me just tell you what is special about today for me. Today is the celebration of the moment that I first uttered a sound in the world, and that was the day that I was born. So I have to give special thanks to my mom and my family and my dad and everybody who has helped me to get to this point. I think it's important to celebrate my day of introduction into this world, and I hope you feel the same way, not only about a birthday, but about your birthday, birthing any idea that you have into the world. I hope that this series has helped you with being able to move forward, and I hope today will give you some steps that you can move forward with. What we've talked about is creating your own life site. And I told you in the beginning that I was given a charge to create a website. And I had to ask myself, what would I put on a website that would capture the real me? What if you had to do a website to create and capture the real you, all of you, and nothing but you? Courts in session. Let's begin with a little review. We started out by deciding that you needed to make a purpose to know your purpose. Partner with your other strengths, participate, and partner with your past, plan, decide what you're going to move forward with, prepare yourself, and practice. We talked about the remote control in your life. You know, those things that are on automatic pilot. You keep trying to move in one direction, and you wonder why you're being pulled in another direction. And I hope that you gain some insight from the fact that we've got to watch what our remote control is pointing to, because whatever direction our thoughts and our patterns are taking us, that's what we have to realize is controlling our life. You can't change your life when you are unaware of the things and people that are controlling your efforts, your actions, and your efforts. We talked about that remote control life and decided that we need to resist complacency, refuse comfort, renew our courage, realize our own creativity, and reach for our core qualities, even reinventing our center if that's what it takes, to reclaim control of our life and be the best person we could be. We've spoken a bit about managing change and realizing we have to say goodbye to the past, build new skills and attitudes, and celebrate our smallest successes as they move us forward. Now today, as we wrap up this series, I would just like to point out, if you're hearing this for the first time, that we have all of the calls recorded in the archive section of www.thinkbigradio.com. So feel free to go back and find out what has been discussed in the past. I also invite you to contact me at marybrown100@gmail.com and give me your thoughts and opinions about this series and any suggestions for the future. My goal is to encourage and support individuals and families and business owners to use more of their natural talents to release their full potential. And I'm available for training by seminar or private consultation. and I'm available online as well as by phone or in person. We will have a new site coming as well that is one of the children of thinkbigradio.com, and that is yourbestbossisyou.com. And look for that to be coming to you live over the internet in early 2008. Now let's move on today and let's talk about the future. We've talked about the past and your present and those actions and the things that might be controlling your life. Let's talk about the future. And you know, our future is based on our thoughts, our actions, our purpose. Thoughts are things, you know, and they're powerful, and we spoke about that on one of our programs before. Our thoughts mixed with a definite purpose, persistence, burning desire will take us to the place that we want to be in our future. But how do we define our future? Well, you know, our future is really now. In the next hour, in the next day, even in the next moment, my future becomes my now. It's a birthday for me, and it's a day to celebrate, but so was yesterday, and so is tomorrow. Every day is a new birth, a new energy, a new time for me to put forth into the world all that is inside of me that I was brought here to deliver. How will you receive your future? How will you prepare? I hope it'll be cheerful with lots of faith and lots of excitement, and I hope you'll receive it step by step. You know, what I've determined that I want to share with you in these next couple of minutes is that we've got to get busy for our future. And I'm going to define busy as building a unique strategy for yourself. Building a unique strategy for yourself. Building it is one thing, but you know what? We've got to act on it. We've got to combine our past, what we've learned, recognize, adjust our daily habits, transform our life, and move forward with boldness. You know, there's a famous quote that says, boldness has genius and magic in it. And I believe that we have to get busy and be bold. Sometimes getting busy means getting busy in solitude. Stop all that moving around. Study yourself. Study your true goals. Study your limitations. Know where you are this moment and where you want to be in that future moment. Get busy in drawing up your plans and your strategy. What I've learned in a meeting with one of my friends just a few days ago was I wasn't focused. If someone came to me and said, what do you want me to do to assist you in your goals? I had to stop and say, wow, what would I say? How could I make it so specific? That's what I want you to do. Make it unique and make it specific and make it truly yours. I want you to be busy in realizing the fulfillment of your vision, step by step. If you have a product, I want you to boldly put it in front of just one more person, but one more person every moment, every day. You decide. Boldly ask for what you need and boldly move forward. The actions that you take this moment will bring you your future in a bold way. Recently, I heard about a couple of people who started a business in their 20s. And in fact, they're still in their 20s. They started this business in 2002, and now in 2008, just 6 years, they have bombarded their way onto the scene of the nutritional field, and they've talked their way on the shelves of more than 10,000 retail stores, got the attention of a major company, and their company was just recently purchased for $60 million. And one of them is 28 years old, one's 29. But they stayed the course, they fought through, they boldly went about putting their business in place. And you know what they did? They made a connection between things that they were very committed to. They did a few informal tasks with their friends. They didn't skimp on the extras. They used all their savings and had to even get additional financing. They had people review their plans, but the main thing that they did is they took bold action, and they went day after day going into places and requesting to have their product put on the shelves. Some of us have services and products that don't need to be on shelves, but you know what? They can't stay in our house. They can't stay on the shelf of our house. Have an open house. Invite some friends. Go out, take your products if you really believe in them, if you really believe in your services, find ways to let people know what you have. That's the reason we want to have a life site. We want to be able to let people know what we have, let them hear our enthusiasm. We want to boldly go where we can go. One of the people in that particular story I told you about, her father told her that her ability to hold on to her company would be equivalent to her tolerance for pain. Ultimately, they had to decide how badly did they want it. And they did it, and the marketplace received them after much hard work. But what seemed like a lifetime, when they look at it now, was really only 6 years of giving everything that they had. Would you give 6 years of everything that you have? Would you give 6 days? Would you give 6 moments? What is your passion? What do you plan to do about it? How would you create your life site if you knew that by giving it bold, continued activity, that you would be able to get the attention of the world? How would I let people know about environmental solutions that I found out about? How would many of my friends who are in various kinds of health and wellness kind of businesses, how do they let people know what they have and why it's important? What if you were at the forefront of an entire business that was being deregulated? How would you let people know that they have an opportunity to jump on board? What if you were the person who had created eBay or Yahoo or any of these companies that now are on the forefront that have become million, billion-dollar companies, but they didn't start that way? You see, they saw their future, and they acted in it. We have to get busy. Get busy building our uniqueness. Get busy creating the strategy that's going to work for us. Get busy knowing who we are so that when we define a strategy, it's a strategy for you, a strategy for what you have. Boldness has genius and magic in it. As long as we be careful that we're not continuing to move away from our goals just by these basic old habits that say, hey, don't go out and do anything new, or habits that say, listen to Uncle George, he's always right. But if people are not encouraging you to go forth and seize the moment and act today in a way that will produce for you tomorrow, then those are not the people you want to listen to. You want to be able to listen to yourself. So get busy. Realize that the future is now, and be all that you can be. You're listening to ThinkBigRadio.com, where big thinkers come to teach and learn. Your goals are our goals, and your success makes us successful. Remember, you can reach me at MaryBrown100@gmail.com. I would love to hear your comments and to hear your reflections on what these inspirational moments have meant to you. Think big, radio audience. Think big, internet audience. Think big, worldwide audience, for we're going forward and we want you to go with us. Have a wonderful life. And I'll see you at the top.
Blog Talk Radio.